Welcome back to Safety Tip Tuesday here on 97.9 The Hill. Thank you to Safe Kids of Orange and Chatham Counties and Pam Herndon State Farm for sponsoring this segment. We hear from local family safety organizations with reminders on air every Tuesday. And today we are joined in the studio by local experts to discuss very specific topics. And this is important for this weekend, safety with your family around the 4th of July holiday, since it is already here. Joining me to talk about it are Elizabeth Farnan of the Orange County Emergency Services. She is the Assistant Fire Marshal, as well as Gerald Anderson, the Emergency Services Recruitment and Outreach Coordinator for Orange County Emergency Services, talking us about the safety of fireworks as part of the 4th of July weekend. Elizabeth and Gerald, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today for Safety Tip Tuesday. How are y'all?
I'm great. Good. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So, Assistant Fire Marshal and Recruitment and Outreach Coordinator, what do you guys each do? What does your day-to-day look like within Orange County Emergency Services? And Elizabeth, let's start with you.
Okay. So, in the Fire Marshal Division, we basically do fire safety inspections through all commercial buildings and some residential licensed care facilities like foster cares and daycares and elder health care. And then we do fire investigations to try to figure out our origin and cause for what started the fire, and we do fire and life safety education and prevention.
Got it. And Gerald, working in outreach and recruitment, what does that typically entail for the county?
So our agency, Orange County Emergency Services, is made up of five divisions. I am lucky to work with all five divisions and not be assigned to one. I answer directly to our director. In my position, I work with a HR liaison that helps me post positions. And then once they're screened in, I do all testing, background checks, reference checks, interviews, anything to get you onboarded. And then I also help a little bit with the EMS and telecommunicator training for our staff once they are in-house. On the outreach side, I attend a lot of job fairs, well, before COVID, a lot of job fairs, a lot of career days. We do tours of our 911 center. We come to you to talk about any of the five of divisions in our agency. And so I'm looking forward to getting back to that now that the numbers are coming down.
Well, they both sound like certainly important roles. We have you guys here talking about firework safety around the 4th of July holiday, since that is already this Sunday. And we know that that is a big part of how some people celebrate this. And Elizabeth, turning to you, it's a question I think a lot of people always have around 4th of July, even people who don't necessarily celebrate with their own fireworks. But what fireworks are legal in North Carolina?
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of the places that sell fireworks in North Carolina sell illegal fireworks, so we have to watch out for those. But it's really easy to remember, anything that doesn't leave the ground is legal in North Carolina. So if you put it on the ground, it doesn't go in the air, it doesn't spin up and leave the ground at all, then it is legal.
Got it. And I imagine that there are many things that kind of go around that in some way, but it needs to stay put on the ground or maybe even in somebody's hands, like sparklers or something like that.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And I know that sparklers, they seem like a safe alternative to some bigger fireworks to purchase as well, but I imagine that there's also some safety tips that revolve around those. And Gerald, I want to turn to you. Any suggestions, advice, or things that people should look out for if they're using sparklers to celebrate?
So people should know that sparklers are the second highest cause of firework injuries that require hospitalization. Most of these injuries occur among preschool-age children. Sparklers are dangerous because they burn at a temperature hot enough to melt gold, which is 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit. So we want them to be cautious and to be safe in how they handle the sparklers.
Wow, that is, I never knew that. I personally have celebrated with sparklers with my family before, and we're always careful about making sure we put them out in buckets of water instead of just kind of putting them on the ground or anything like that, and certainly not touching the lit part, but I did not know that they burn that hot. That's pretty remarkable. We're speaking with Gerald Anderson, who is with Orange County Emergency Services, as well as Elizabeth Farnan, who is the Assistant Fire Marshal for OCES, about 4th of July safety topics. Now, turning back to you again, Gerald, are people who set off fireworks the only ones who risk being injured? Of course, we always see stories that go viral about somebody getting, you know, going to light a firework and something crazy happens. But I imagine that there are also other safety tips and safety consequences of people shooting off fireworks on the 4th.
That's a great question. Because fireworks are unpredictable, injuries can occur even if the person is careful or under supervision. The best way to avoid injury, of course, is not to use fireworks. However, when it comes to fireworks, no one is safe. The Prevent Blindness Organization estimates that nearly 40% of firework injuries happen to bystanders, people just in the area trying to have a good time and enjoy them. So please be safe all the time.
Good to keep in mind. Now, Elizabeth, turning back to you, I imagine that most people in Orange County do practice safety in some form, maybe don't even celebrate with fireworks, but we know that some people will this Sunday and even over the weekend. Where are safe places to set off fireworks if they are going to do so? And of course, we're talking about legal fireworks in North Carolina as well.
Yes, exactly. Light fireworks outdoors, it should always be in a clear area away from houses, any dry leaves or grass. And of course, don't ever light them around any type of flammable materials like gasoline, lighter fluid, etc. Be sure that other people are out of the area before lighting them. And when you light them, make sure that you light one at a time and then back away quickly from lighting it. Always keep it a bucket of water or garden hose like you suggested to put them out. And just make sure that you're in a safe distance from anything that, you know, could catch on fire if there was a possibility that it could catch on fire.
We're speaking with Elizabeth Farnan, who's the Assistant Fire Marshal for the Orange County Emergency Services. You were hearing her there. We also have Gerald Anderson with Orange County Emergency Services in the studio with us, too, talking about 4th of July firework safety for Safety Tip Tuesday this week. Now, to wrap up the conversation, Elizabeth, anything else that you think our listeners, Orange County residents, need to know about fireworks safety for this weekend?
Well, fireworks are a lot of fun. They're very, children are drawn to them because, you know, they're colorful and they're bright and sparkly. But we just have to remember they're not toys and they are actually very dangerous. They're explosives. So if more people just look at them as explosives, there's a lot of gunpowder involved in fireworks and they're unpredictable. So you have to use a lot of safety, even using legal ones. So we just want everyone to remember that and respect them and make sure that they're supervised and that everyone stays safe and has a safe and happy holiday.
And Gerald, turning back to you, anything else that you want to add or any other pieces of advice in terms of staying safe on the 4th of July holiday?
Yes, I'd like to add that if and when you have to call 911, please know your address, where the emergency is occurring. And if you decide to hang up, please know that someone will call you back. Even though we have text to 911 in Orange County, we ask that if you can talk, to please call. If you can't talk, please text.
That sounds like some good advice for pretty much all of the time, anytime you're contacting emergency services. Well, thank you, Elizabeth, and thank you, Gerald, for stopping by today for Safety Tip Tuesday. And as always, you can visit chapelboro.com to hear all of our other Safety Tip Tuesday conversations to share this information with your friends, family, and other folks around the community. And if you're celebrating the 4th of July holiday this weekend, of course, we here at 97.9 The Hill and at Orange County Emergency Services urge you to do it safely. As always, thank you to Safe Kids of Orange and Chatham Counties and Pam Herndon State Farm for making Safety Tip Tuesday possible. And again, Elizabeth and Gerald, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you
for having us.